Reading this morning, which is Psalm 48, and as we have done each time that we have begun to muse on this great psalm, we begin with an overview of the psalm itself. Psalm 48 is grouped together with several psalms that are known as the Songs of Zion. These psalms are given such a title, a category, because they're referenced to Jerusalem as the city of God. But what has to be understood about Jerusalem in these psalms is that it is not restricted to the earthly capital of Israel. The meaning is far greater, with redemptive eschatological themes. With Psalm 48, then, the conclusion that this psalm draws is that the God who dwells at Zion is immeasurably great and will be a sure defense of all who put their trust in him. In the closing verses of Psalm 48, the theme is that of reflection. Reflection on God's preserving grace and power. In verse 9, the sons of Korah express, "We have thought on your steadfast love." As if looking back, we have thought, we have reflected, Lord, on your steadfast love. In the wake of what God has done by destroying the enemies of his people, fighting their battles, protecting them from utter destruction, verse 9 pauses and looks back to say, Lord, thank you for everything you've done for us. In the bigger picture, verses 9 through 14 is teaching us, as I've just mentioned, the great doctrine of God's preserving grace. That no man or devil has the power to overthrow, undo, and demolish the souls of all those whom God has saved. The people of God will persevere because God has preserved them for eternal glory. This is why verses 12 and 13 speak of an examination to look and consider that God's people are still here despite everything they have been through. Notice verses 12 and 13. Walk about Zion. Zion there is not referring to the brick and mortar there in Jerusalem. No, it's referring to God's people, the people of God. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels. The people of God are still here, preserved, kept, sustained. This should recall to our minds what our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18. Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." In other words, what Jesus was saying there is that he will build his church and not even death itself will destroy the church Christ is building. From one generation to the next, Jesus will have a people. He will have a people, the people the Father has given him from eternity. They will be there. In every generation, the people of God will be there. And the Lord is sustaining them and keeping them and guarding them and protecting them till, of course, on the great day of all days, that day spoken of in Revelation 7 and verse 9, when all the redeemed of God out of every nation, tribe, and tongue are there gathered around the throne, guess what? Not a single one is missing. Not a single one is missing. And so we can hear these words inspired by the Spirit and the sons of Korah, walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels. They're all here. They're all here, the people of God, taken care of by the Lord. And so there is that great future, the great future day, the day in glory when we look forward to seeing all the redeemed of God that God has kept and preserved through all the ages of human history. But also, there is this. In verse 13, the sons of Korah say, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. So there is also this immediate historic context of where the people of God are saying to the next generation, look at what the Lord has done for us. Look at how he's kept us, how he sustained us. He has guarded and kept our faith. We are still here. We are still here. And the scripture is saying, tell the next generation that. Point them back to God. Point them back to how the Lord has kept you through all of these trials and tribulations, and how the Lord has delivered you from your enemies. Because the assurance is and the certainty is in verse 14 that this is our God. Our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. He will keep us. He will preserve us. And because he's doing that, we will persevere. We'll make it. We'll reach the finish line, as it were. We will be exactly where God has called us and saved us to be. Not one will be missing. Not one. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, what a glorious assurance it is for us, Lord, as your people, that your keeping grace cannot, under any circumstances, be overthrown. No man or devil can undo, Lord, what you have done to save your people and keep them saved. You will deliver your saints. Even as your servant Paul expressed to his son in the faith, Timothy, that while all his friends forsook him at his first trial to stand for the faith, yet, Lord, you did not forsake your servant Paul. You stood with him, and you delivered him out of the mouth of the lion, and you will, as he said to Timothy, you will deliver him forever. And blessed Father, the assurance that we see in your saintly servant Paul is the same assurance, Lord, that you give to all of your people, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that the great assurance that we read of in Psalm 48 and what we have mused on for the last few weeks, it is an assurance that we all can take to heart as the people of God, as the body of Christ, that despite what the world and the flesh and the devil will do and seek to do their very best to undo, Lord, what you have created, what you have redeemed, yet because you are the one who is for us in this, Lord, then no one can truly prevail, truly succeed in snatching us, your people, out of your great hand. We pray, Father, for greater assurance and a deeper conviction in this truth. The truth, Lord, that as your church here, we do confess and do so gladly with joy. But oftentimes our faith is tried, and tried in such a measure that we can have doubts. We can struggle. And so, Father, we thank you that in so many ways throughout your Holy Scriptures, you are comforting your people that we are yours forever, and no one and nothing will take us away from you. We thank you for these things, blessed Father. We thank you in the name and to the glory and honor of your eternal Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. For his sake we pray. Amen.